Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. Thanks so very much for tuning in today, Friday at our 5:30 p.m. Eastern scheduled time, each and every Friday. And Tom Katowski, my business partner and I, and longtime friend of 24-plus years, would like to say thank you, thank you, thank you for all of your support through these 24 years. And also, since we've been airing, producing and airing Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show, which has been approximately that same length of time, we have had such wonderful, wonderful people who have not only supported us, but given us many, many opportunities that we have found we've been able to share with the world, and that is what makes everything that we do so very special. And on that note, I would like to say welcome, welcome, welcome. And today's show is filled with wonderful information. In fact, we have two interviews today. One will be with Karma McCleskey, I'm going to pronounce this, McCleskey, and also John Sini. Our second interview will be with Pat Williams, Senior Vice President of NBA's Orlando Magic, as well as a motivational speaker. Before we bring our guests on, I'd like to say that the interviews that we have every Friday are interviews that you, the listener, if you have a mission or a business that has to do with preventive natural health, personal growth, and positive news, you are welcome to inquire as to how you can be on the show. We also, of course, have our national, international healthy referral newspaper that we publish. If you are what I just mentioned as far as your business or mission and would like to become a part of the Healthy Referral newspaper, we would love to talk with you. So any of these types of things that you're interested in learning more about, we'd be happy to share how you can do that. Our contact information is 216-533-2273. Once again, that's 216-533-2273. Our web address is www.healthyreferral.com. That's healthyreferral.com. The Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show that you're listening to each and every Friday, of course, is brought to you by the Healthy Referral newspaper. We also have our International Natural Health and Foods Expo, which is in its 16th year. And I'm going to give you a web address that you can check out the information about this. It will be April 5th through 7th of 2013 at the Orlando Convention Center in Florida. That web address is www.healthandspiritnetwork.com. Once again, that's healthandspiritnetwork.com. And we would love to hear from you, answer any questions about anything that you're hearing on the show. And, of course, as we move along with our interviews, you will receive contact information where you can call or email directly to the people that we are interviewing, which we would love for you to do, and let them know that you heard them, of course, on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. Okay, we're going to move along. Oh, you know, one other thing, I just want to always make mention of this. We are a part of a beautiful organization called National Health Federation. And that is an organization that's been around for 58 years. It is a health freedom organization that is constantly working behind the scenes to help protect your liberties and your rights having to do with preventive natural health. In other words, the foods that you eat, opportunities and decisions that you have to make as to going to a naturopath or a natural physician versus Western medicine. It is a fabulous organization, and that web address I'm going to give to you as well. That's www.the, just the word, the, T-H-E, N as in Nancy, H-F.com. So it's the, N-H-F. com. Okay, we have our first interview today, as I mentioned, and we are going to be speaking with Karma McCuskey and John Steeney. This has to do with something that was brought to my attention recently, and I was thrilled to hear about what has been initiated and the things that are going on. This interview is going to revolve around what is called Nature's Pearl. That's P-E-A-R-L. And Karma and John, are you there?
Yes, we are, Marcia.
Hey, Marcia, how are you?
Hi, John. I'm doing really great, thank you. And it's such a pleasure to have both of you on today. And, of course, this is a live show that we're doing. And the beauty of this is that after the show is done, the show is immediately archived for 24/7 listening by people simply going to the same link and tuning in, clicking on the show that they would like to listen to. So I am thrilled to have you both on here. And, you know, there's a lot of things that we can talk about in regards to the Nature's Pearl. And I know we wanted to really utilize this time the best that we can. So, first of all, I would like to just have each of you give just a few lines as to, you know, who you are and why you're involved in Nature's Pearl. If you can, and either one of you can go first, you can just keep it really, really short.
Okay, this is Karma, and I was introduced to Nature's Pearl by John, and I was very impressed not only with the product but with the company, but the thing that really drew me was the quality and the testing on the Nature's Pearl product. There are so many people out there in my own family and friends that would need a product like this that I was immediately drawn to it.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Okay, and John, you?
My story is pretty simple. I heard about Nature's Pearl at the end of last year and just immediately caught my attention because this was the first time there was a supplement that had a clinical study done on it where they had the kind of result that just knocked me over. And as soon as people hear about this, they're going to want to know how to get some.
Well, and this is what's really wonderful because when I first talked with Karma, and of course we get approached by a lot of people doing a lot of things, and it's a blessing, and I'm grateful for it. At the same time, it can get quite interesting sometimes. So, but I did, you know, take the time and check into it, and I thought, well, okay, let us just go ahead and see, you know, what this is really about. And so I was pleased to make the decision to, you know, to go ahead and check it out and actually be doing some further things with all of you. So, okay, you know, let's just go ahead and begin by touching on, you know, the product itself. And, of course, it's called Nature's Pearl. So what do those words really mean?
And well, let me tell them about Nature's Pearl, John, and you can continue. Nature's Pearl refers to the muscadine grape, which grows just like a big purple, beautiful pearl. And that is what holds all of the hundreds of antioxidants and phytonutrients that are inside that little grape. And, John, if you want to go and tell a little bit about the story of how that came to be.
Yeah, I've actually been studying nutrition for the last couple decades. And I worked with another company that did some great things in nutrition. But we had several clinical studies that were done on our product, and we could say things like they increase your antioxidant level, or they decrease your cholesterol, or they increase your VO2 max, but we could never make a statement like what happened with this product. They actually ran, after years and years of clinical studies being conducted on the ingredients, they ran a study on the this product itself, and that happened in 2009 and 2010, and the data was released in 2011. And it was a study that was conducted by Wake Forest University. It was an independent study with double-blind, randomized, placebo-controlled, and then it was peer-reviewed, and then it got published. And they actually got two different clinicals published, one on the heart health aspects of this and the other on its interaction with cancer cells. And this has just led to a ton of interest in this product because of the result of that study.
And, you know, one of the key aspects that, you know, in hearing what you just said is, you know, you can do clinicals on, you know, a product, which, you know, is done quite a bit, but to actually take it a step further, like you said, you know, is wonderful, and that's really what this time today is also going to be focusing a little bit more on, so that people can realize just the wonderful information that came out of doing those clinical trials.
That's right.
So let's, I guess, in respect to what you just said, you know, how much research really has been done? Again, you know, is it a pretty extensive research?
Yeah, I think that's what separates this product from everything else on the market. There have been a decade of hundreds of clinical studies that have been done on the ingredients behind, you know, what we call the muscadine grape, which Karma already told you about. That those are not new to the medical community, to people that are in the nutrition industry. A lot of people have been interested in this, but they've never had a clinical done on the actual, on any actual product that yielded these kind of results. And the results were that it showed in testing in the lab against the seven major cancer types, we're talking about lung, breast, skin, leukemia, you know, all the seven major cancer types, it inhibited cancer cell growth in those tests. And this was not the first time that it happened. It happened in many other clinicals on the ingredients, but it had never been done on a specific product, and that's the game changer now. So that's done, and you can actually read it. It was published on the website of the American Association for Cancer Research. And Karma's going to give you the website and where to go so that people can read that, because if you go and read the study, you will definitely want to get the product right away.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and one of the things that originally caught my ear and my eye, maybe it's also because I'm of Italian culture, but I've always been very, very drawn to, you know, to grapes. There's always been an energy that's told me that, you know, there's so much, of course, with lots of fruits and that, but there was definitely something about the grape and the grape seed for many, many years with me. So that was why when I saw the muscadine, and some people say muscadine, some say muscadine, it doesn't really matter. But
yeah.
So when I saw that, you know, it was this grape seed, I thought, aha. And again, like I said earlier, this is one of the reasons why I wanted to go ahead and actually check into it. So this little awesome grape seed, what is the actual ingredient?
Well, there are several different antioxidants. Sorry, go ahead, Karma.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say there are several different antioxidants that are contained in the grape. There's actually a network of about 100 different antioxidants that are working in conjunction. And what was really fascinating, what, you know, Karma and I found out, is that most of the nutritional value is concentrated inside the seed of that grape. It's not your traditional seed like you'd think of, you know, something that you would spit out. A lot of people do when they eat those grapes, they spit out the seed. But in this, it's a much different kind of seed where they can actually pull a lot of nutritional value out of that seed. And it's concentrated enough that they put it in a vegetarian gel cap so that everybody can take it, and they're going to get a much better return on their investment than anything else out there. And again, it's been tested. The original clinical study that was done was published in the Journal of the American College of Nutrition in the October 2010 journal, and that showed people swallowing the pill, this little vegetarian gel cap, they had taken one in the morning and one at night, just two pills a day. It showed an increase in the brachial artery, that's the largest artery in your arm, of almost 4.5%. And that didn't lead to a bunch of other major discoveries just in that limited study, but it was big enough news that that well-known journal, that reputable Journal of the American College of Nutrition, published this, that study. And that was, you know, the beginning. That was October of 2010. And then in April of 2011, the second clinical study was published on the inhibition of cancer cell growth. And, of course, we're not able to say, just by FDA regulations, that our product can, you know, diagnose, treat, cure, prevent any disease. But anyone can go and read the clinical study and find out what it did for themselves.
Absolutely.
Oh, and the other thing, Marcia, is that the reason that the muscadine grape is so different than other grapes is because genetically it has two more chromosomes than any other grape. So it has a lot more genetic material. And that's why it has so many antioxidants and phytonutrients in it.
Okay. And Karma, does the, I'm just curious because I'm, yes, I've eaten a lot of grapes and different kinds of grapes. Is the seed that we're talking about, is it actually a foster seed? I'm getting a sense that maybe I'm, because I'm picturing what the actual seed looks like. Because, you know, some grape seeds are really very hard. Some are just a very soft, pliable kind of a seed. And I was just curious if you know.
I'm not really sure how that compares to other grapes. Are you, John?
Yeah, it actually is one of the more soft, pliable types that you're talking about. And that's what, you know, catches people's attention at first. It's not like a, you know, hard seed that you'd find in an apple.
Uh-huh. But the thing is, you'd have to eat so many seeds to get a comparable amount of antioxidants and phytonutrients that you would get in one little capsule. And the phytonutrients are really in the grape skin seed and the skin. The juice itself, they make a wonderful muscadine grape juice. It's very delicious. But they do tell you that it only has 1.6% of the phytonutrients in it compared with the veggie caps.
Mm-hmm. So I guess what we're saying then is that the grape seed from this particular kind of grape, the muscadine, is evidently much more potent nutritionally.
Exactly.
And that's why they decided on this. Okay.
Yes, and it's really only grown in the southeastern part of the United States, too, so a lot of people may not even be familiar with them. But if you are from the southeast, they're familiar with them. They get them in their grocery stores.
So what color are these grapes?
Well, they can range from deep purple to golden. That Nature's Pearl actually tests the grapes they get to make sure that they have the highest phytonutrient or phenolic content, and they reject the ones that are not. So, but they do come in different colors.
I was just curious. I'm into colors, and when it comes to food, I feel that colors have make a huge statement, and that's why it's wonderful to have your plate when you're eating to be the colors of the rainbow, the way I
Yes, and they
it.
Have a really yep. deep, rich purple color to them. They're beautiful.
Right. And John, were you going to say something?
Yeah, I was just going to add that, you know, like Karma said, a lot of people are not familiar with this grape, but as soon as you go through even just a little bit of reading of the literature, you know, it becomes something that you want to include in your diet every day. And like Karma said, it's really impossible to eat enough grapes to get the same nutritional value. This company, Nature Pearl, has a patented process. I'm sorry, it's not patented. It's a proprietary process that they're not going to patent because they don't want to share it with everybody else on how they're doing it. But they have a top-secret process to where they can pull out the nutritional value, store it, and then it, of course, has to get delivered. If it didn't get delivered, then it wouldn't show up in those clinical studies with the results that it does. And that, again, is what separates this product from all the other muscadine grape seeds out there. And, you know, there's really no other possible way to validate that a product is working unless you do a clinical study on it. You can rely on somebody's word, but, you know, how hard is that to, you know, alter? Whereas here in a clinical study where people don't know who is taking the product and who is not, you know, they're not going to be able to fudge the data. And they're also, they're going to go on the actual results that they see from
right.
people taking it. And that's the game changer right here. That's why this is such a blockbuster and why so many medical professionals are talking about this grapeseed extract.
Well, I feel that also timing-wise, you know, it's great because there's such a need for high nutritional valued foods. And, of course, you know, so many people on the planet are suffering from depletions in so many ways. And that's why when we talk about things like this, you know, I just feel it's so important for people to realize that there are opportunities to increase your vitality and your inner, because for me, the inner health is what's important. Chronological aging has never been something of interest to me. I talk to people all the time about it really is the biological age, which is the condition of your organs inside. And when you have healthy organs, you know, you're healthy and you're vibrant, and you don't have to think about, you know, chronological aging. In fact, I think it's one of the pitfalls of humanity, actually.
Yep.
Anyway.
Does Karma have a minute to touch on a couple of the other products that this company has?
Yes, she does. I was just going to actually get to where, if there's something, you know, a bit more about the company, and or, you know, particulars, including anything else you want to share about product, you can both go ahead and do that at this moment.
Okay, well, let me just tell you a little bit about the other products. When you have a product as strong as the muscadine grapeseed extract, you have a lot of different products you can work with. And Jerry Smith, the owner and founder of this company, got together with Linda Shea, who was internationally known for her organic non-toxic skincare products, and they synergistically put together a skincare line with her non-toxic organic products with 50 grams of this extract in each one of those products. So they're not only good for you, but they're also very healing, and they work very synergistically together. And because Jerry wanted everyone to be healthy from head to toe from using these products, he actually took a cream, a 1 ounce facial lotion that would normally retail for $50, put 50 grams of this extract in it, and said, we've got to have at least 8 ounces so you can put it on your feet, your elbows, your hands, so you're not putting toxic products on the rest of your body. And so we have over 8 ounces of that for less than $40. And he put these together with Linda Shea, and they have no emulsifiers, they have no detergents, they have no preservatives. Even though we use non-preservatives, they still have a 2-year shelf life. They increase your moisture, they reduce wrinkles, but mainly the most important thing about these products, you can use them for men, women, children, babies, and they're healing. They're considered a cosmeceutical, which, as you know, is similar to a pharmaceutical without all of the negative side effects and having clinical trials to back them up. And they took that same extract and they put it in a toothpaste, which people find very healing for gums or any kind of mouth injuries or just for healthy teeth. And they put it in a shampoo and conditioner, which if you've ever had anyone with a scalp condition, it's very helpful. But most people say their hair has never looked better. And they have it in a wonderful non-toxic organic sunblock as well. And as I mentioned earlier, they do have the muscadine grape juice, which is very healthy to drink. And they are coming out with new exciting products this fall.
Well, you know, the fact of the skincare line, I know that you and I talked earlier, I have been using that, the different items that are part of the whole program. And, you know, I am definitely a person through my life who has used basic things on my skin, you know, and my face. Listeners, I'd like to say that, you know, it's, I feel the, again, the downfall of skin care through the years, to see how all the chemically laden products that are on the market. I mean, most of what's on the market is full of stuff that if you really knew what was in it, you wouldn't touch it. And so often, you know, women are constantly plastering their faces with all of these different kinds of things. And I look at, you know, where I am in my life at this time, and I know that my skin is the way it is because I just did not take that route, you know, from foundations to this to that. Just didn't. If the industry was dependent on me, they would have been broke a long time ago. So I feel that, you know, having something like what Nature's Pearl has with the skincare line also is a true blessing. And more women and men, you know, I'm not excluding men by...
And children and babies.
Absolutely. In fact, you know, I have, you know, had three children and two grandchildren, and it's just very important to know, you know, what you're putting on the skin. In fact, what you put on the skin goes into each and every organ of your body, and where do you think then it goes? So, including all this sunblock, and that's why you mentioned the natural sunblock. I'd like to say to the listeners, stop a moment and think about this. They tell you to stay out of the sun. First of all, I don't agree with that. Taking responsibility, being wise as to how you're in the sun is the key, but not to have fear around going into the sun and slapping all of this, you know, chemically laden sunblocker on your body. Tell me, what is really causing the cancer? That's the question I ask to them. You know, it's like, what is really causing the cancer? Is it the sun, or is it all the chemicals you're putting on your body? And I mean, just,
yep.
You know, people, now, oh, my goodness, it's crazy, absolutely crazy.
And they
so
do
I'm,
know that.
Go ahead.
And you do know the skin is the largest organ of the body. And
yeah.
This is what Linda Shea talks about. Whatever you put on you, the health of your skin is the health of your body.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It tells everything. And that's why cleansing, you know, from the inside with all your organs is important, and what you're putting on it is important. So with the other products then, so there's really, sounds like that there is an opportunity for people who are interested in different things, whether it be the skincare, the, you know, applying to the actual skin, or working on the inside out. I know that there's something that is happening that I find very interesting, and that is that people can get a free bottle. Is this correct?
Yes. In fact, the company is so sure and proud of their product that they know that if people try this product, they will like it and they will continue to order it. So they do offer a free bottle. You just pay shipping and handling, and we have a phone number that they can call or an email address or a website they can go to if they're interested in that. And I will,
right.
I do want to say that even if you're interested in skincare, the capsule works synergistically with skincare. If you're using the capsule and neutralizing toxins from the inside out, your skincare is doing it from the outside, and you get a synergistic effect. And again,
right.
This is good for babies as well as children. You can take the cleanser, put it on a baby's head, shampoo the baby's head, wipe it off with a damp washcloth. Since it's water-based, you don't even need to rinse it, and you can clean the whole baby with it. But let me give you the phone number. The phone number for the free bottle is 703-375-9476. Again, I'll repeat that, 703-375-9476. And the website is miracleclinicalstudy.com, and the email address is miracleclinicalstudy@gmail.com.
Okay.
You have to be able to know how to spell miracle and clinical if
yeah.
you want to.
Let's go ahead and once again, go ahead and give them the website and the email, and do it, you know, nice and slowly, and you can even spell it out.
John, okay. It's Miracle, MIRACLE, Clinical, CLINICAL, Study, STUDY, .com. And the phone number is 703-375-9476. And the email address is Miracle, MIRACLE, Clinical, CLINICAL, Study, STUDY, at gmail.com. And I will give you a call back.
When someone goes to that MiracleClinicalStudy.com site, they can see a 2-minute Fox News clip from the Charlotte, North Carolina news station that was done on that product when it was actually reviewed. This was August of last year, so not even a year ago, and they're talking about that product and why the clinical study was such a big deal.
And so if they're interested in the free bottle, you're saying that they can do any of these three. They can call, email, or go to the site, or do you prefer them to email and or call in order to set the free bottle up?
Well, they can they can look at the site, but to order they would need to leave a message for the telephone number or the email address. Just leave an email address or a phone number and the best time to call, and I will get back to them and give them all the information they need.
Okay, great. So then they definitely, you will definitely want to go to the website, listeners, and look and watch, and then go from there, like Karma and John are saying, and email and or make the phone call. So I'd like to thank both of you for putting the time aside to share about Nature's Pearl. And again, the wonderful part of this is that this show is also archived when it is done with being done live here today. So I want to say thank you very much, and we will definitely talk to you soon. And Karma, I know I'll be talking with you.
Yes, thank you very much, Marcia.
Yeah, thanks, Marcia. It's been great.
Oh, thanks, John. Yeah, I love it. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay.
Thanks for having us.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And again, that was a wonderful interview with John Sheeney and Karma McCleskey having to do with Nature's Pearl. Please go ahead and get in touch with them. It's a wonderful opportunity, and the fact that there is the opportunity for you to get a free bottle, I think that's very exciting, so be sure to go ahead and get in touch with them. Okay, we have a fabulous second interview, and this interview coming up is with Pat Williams, who is the Senior VP of the NBA's Orlando Magic, as one of America's top motivational, inspirational, and I like to add humorous speakers. He has addressed thousands of executives and organizations ranging from Fortune 500 companies and national associations to universities and nonprofits. Clients, some of them include Allstate, American Express, Cisco, Coca-Cola, Disney, Honeywell, IBM, ING, Lockheed Martin, Nike, and wow, what a list. Price Waterhouse, Cooper's, and Tyson Foods, and of course, this is just to name a few. Pat is also the author of over 55 books. And I could go on and on and on about him, but I'm going to bring him on and let him do that. So, Pat, are you there?
I am, Archie. How are you doing? Nice to chat with you, and thanks for the invite.
Oh, you're very welcome, Pat. You've been doing some beautiful things on the planet.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Absolutely. When we first went on, my business partner, of course, and I started first talking about checking in with you to have you on the show, and I took the time, of course, to read through a lot of information about you, and I'm not going to jump ahead because I do want to kind of go in a little bit of an order, but in reading all the things about you, I do have to say that when I got to the part where I read that your wife Pat and you, excuse me, your wife Ruth, and you have 19 children, and that definitely had me stop in my tracks.
Well, we have a big family. 14 of the children were adopted from four foreign countries. That 10-year period was 1983 to 93. Four of the children came from South Korea, four from the Philippines, two from Romania, and four from Brazil. And then the homegrowns, so the total is 19. They're all adults now. The youngest is 26, the oldest is 40, and they're all out in the real world out there. And so that's a quick update on that, Marcia. We have 8 grandchildren and 4 more coming this fall, so it's going to be a busy fall in the Williams clan as 4 more grandchildren arrive. So that's a quick update on the family situation.
Well, you know, it's always interesting because you know there's so much about us in our lives as we go through life, and many aspects, of course, are important and hold their own value. And it is always interesting, however, this part of life as far as family and everything that falls into that category of family, you know, is such an important part. And so I'm not surprised that I sort of just started out today's interview with talking about your wife, Ruth, you, and your 19 children.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your asking, Marcio.
Oh, you're very welcome. So, Pat, again, I could say a lot, but just how did you get to where you are at this moment in time with your motivational speaking?
Well, I think that I started speaking as a young sports executive almost 50 years ago. I thought it was important in selling the teams that I was working for and bringing interest in the community. So I was doing that, but I think the real turning point with the motivational and corporate opportunities, the convention opportunities, really was when I moved to Orlando, which was rapidly becoming one of the key convention and meeting places in the world as far as corporate meetings. And so we started up our team in 1989. In 1962, we drafted the great Shaquille O'Neal, which really put us on the map. And so these opportunities began to open up for me. And one thing led to the other, and I had to craft some speeches that would really register in the corporate world. The two prime ones were leadership and teamwork, which I found corporate America was most interested in, and it's gone from there. And so I enjoy it very much. It's a great challenge. Every time you face an audience, you know, you're only as good as you are that day. They don't care what you did yesterday or last week. And so you've got to be on top of your game every time you're in front of a group. So I find that very, very challenging, very stimulating, and I continue to do it and enjoy it very much.
So, in other words, it sounds like that you are available to be gotten in touch with if someone is interested in having you speak to their function or organization or whatever. Is that right?
Oh, I'm out there, Marcia. So people can and visit my website. It's patwilliamsmotivate.com, patwilliamsmotivate.com, if they want to check things out further. And my email address is pwilliams@orlandomagic.com, pwilliams@orlandomagic.com. And, you know, I'm always interested in hearing from people wherever they may be.
And so some of the topics, Pat, you know, just for an idea for the listeners, you know, what's the different range of topics?
Well, I speak on a wide range. You know, right now I'm speaking a great deal on leadership. I have a new book out called Leadership Excellence, in which I write about the 7 sides of leadership for the 21st century. You know, that's a bread and butter speech I give, you know, in churches and the corporate world, sports groups. We talk about vision as a leader, communication, people skills, character, competence, boldness, and a serving heart. And so that's one. The other one I mentioned is teamwork. I find that corporate America, whether it's a Fortune 500 company or the corner taco stand, you know, they're interested in how do I take this work or this company and turn it into a team? And more importantly, what can I learn from the great sports team builders that would be applicable to my widget factory? So I speak about the eight sides, the eight ingredients that it takes to put an outstanding team together. And there are other things I talk about. Walt Disney's five secrets of success. We're thoroughly Disney-ized down here in Orlando. extreme winning, I talk a great deal about that, because at the end of the day, whether it's in sports or any field, you know, you got to win. And so I talk about the qualities that the winners possess. And so those are some of my favorite topics.
Ah, wonderful. And so, Pat, you've been a little different note here. You've been a pretty important part, for lack of another word we could use, but of the MBA history, you know, including bringing the MBA to Orlando. Can you just kind of share a little bit more about all that experience?
Well, I got into pro sports 50 years ago, right out of college. I went to Wake Forest. I was a baseball player there, and I signed with the Phillies 50 years ago this summer as a minor league catcher. Spent 7 years in their farm system, two as a player and five operating minor league teams for them. And then 44 years ago this summer, right now, 44 years ago, I had an opportunity to leave baseball and join the Philadelphia 76ers as their business manager. That was the first opportunity I'd had in any sport to get to the major league level, and I took it. And then one year later, the general manager's spot with the Chicago Bulls opened up, and I took that job and was there for 4 years. Then in Atlanta with the Atlanta Hawks for 1 year. Then I went back to Philadelphia in 1974 and had 12 years as the general manager of the Sixers, including the 1983 championship season. And then 26 years ago, we moved down to Orlando to take on the ultimate challenge in sports, and that is helping to create your own team, an expansion team. I mean, there's no more challenging job than that one. And we were able to put the shoe leather to that dream. The NBA granted us a franchise. We started playing in 1989 and getting ready for our 24th season, believe it or not. So and I've just given you a quick 50-year rundown in about 90 seconds, Marcia. But that covers me from age 22 to age 72 in about 2 minutes.
Whoa. And do you ever have somebody say to you, Pat, how do you do all of this?
Well, I think you maximize your time. You don't waste time. I stay very close to those areas that I'm interested in, which is, the Orlando Magic, writing, speaking, my family, the church. Good fitness. You know, those are my interests. I'm not a golfer. I'm not a stamp collector. I'm not a fisherman. You know, I stay very close to those areas that really give me fulfillment, and I think that I should be focused on, and that's how I've lived my life. And I think it's a good way to go through life. You're not wasting time that way. There's a sense you're living to your values. There's a purpose to your life. You know, you're not just out there drifting and wandering and meandering. So I think that's an important way to go through life.
Well, Pat, you know, just listening to what you just expressed, that is something that's been on the top of our list with Tom and I, with, you know, the mission of educating the public about, you know, preventive and natural health, personal growth, positive news, and that is for people to get in touch with their purpose and their mission, because that is the reason that they are here. And it is a wonderful thing to see when a light goes off, you know, with a person or a child or a person, when they realize, you know, what their gifts and their loves really are and start moving in that direction if they haven't already. So it's an absolutely amazing feeling.
Well, I think God has a plan and purpose for all of us, Marcia. We were not dumped down on this earth, you know, to shift and wander aimlessly. And
right.
So I think one of our great challenges in life is to really work hard and figure out what our purpose is. People ask me all the time, how do I know my purpose? I will answer them, what are your interests? What are you good at? What brings you fulfillment? What is your educational background? Can you make a living doing this? I mean, that's awfully important. So I think there's a series of questions that I like to walk people through as they try and figure out what their life purpose is and why they're on this earth. They're not here, you know, just to wander and drift. So, and focus, by the way, is a big part of that. I wrote a book last year called Extreme Focus. Because I found out that the most successful people I know and those I've studied from afar have this extraordinary ability to focus, to block out distractions. It's almost like they go through life with blinders on, like horses in the Kentucky Derby. You know, they're locked in, they're focused. They don't wander on the side roads and get diverted up on the rabbit trails. You know, they're really locked in and majoring on the major, not majoring on the minor. So that's a quick thought I've got on that, Marcia.
And you know, Pat, what does happen is when someone is in touch with their gifts, their talents, their passion, it is a lot simpler to have extreme focus.
Well, passion is a big part of it. Young people will come to me constantly and ask what they have to do to have a fulfilled life. And I will say to them, you figure out, and the younger the better, you figure out what you love to do more than anything in the world, and then come up with a way to get paid for it every 2 weeks. And that is important, by the way. And you're going to have life right by the neck. And I'm living proof of that, Marcia. For 50 years now, every 2 weeks, I've gotten a paycheck from either a Major League Baseball or basketball team. And truth of the matter is, I'd have done the whole thing for nothing. You know, I'd pay them just to hang out. But I've been very fortunate to live 50 years doing what I would have done for nothing. So I think that's the best way to go through life, when you're absolutely locked into your passion. And you're going after it every day with great energy, great enthusiasm, great excitement, lots of zeal and zest and zing. That's the way to live life.
Well, you know, and really what you're saying, Pat, is, you know, when we are in touch and living our purpose, which leads us to be focused, we get up each and every day with a joy to put our feet on the ground and start each day because we're excited, we're passionate about, you know, what the day is going to bring.
Yeah, no question. And, you know, you're meant to attack each day. John Wooden, the great UCLA basketball coach, had a wonderful expression. He said, make each day your masterpiece. That's beautifully phrased. Make each day your masterpiece, so that you get up, get your feet on the floor, and you're going to do everything that day to the best of your ability, you know, with your family, with your children. Yeah, you're going to do the best of your ability at work that day, the way you treat your coworkers, the way you treat your customers. You're going to absolutely max it out that day only. You don't have to worry about yesterday, and tomorrow hasn't come yet. But today we're going to make this a masterpiece. And then you get up the next day and do it all over again. In John Wooden's case, he did it every day for 99 years. And, you know, absolutely every day was a masterpiece. I think that's a wonderful challenge for all of us.
Absolutely. So, Pat, what about your next 70 years?
Well, right now, I do have a goal of getting to 100. That's 28 years from now. And with the Lord's help, you know, that would be a wonderful gift. I still have grandchildren to educate. I've committed to getting them through school. So I'm going to be speaking, Marcio, you know, for the next 25 years. And I still have more books to write. And I think the older we get, the longer range we have to set our goals. Because when you stop setting long-range goals, the dying process begins. So I encourage senior citizens to keep setting long-range goals and going after them, because it keeps you fresh and young and focused on life today. You're not living in the past. You're not turning into an old codger, but you're renewed and refreshed and doing everything you can to make a difference. And by the way, the older you get, the more difference you make. You've got so much more wisdom and life experiences. And I think we have an obligation to be investing all that we have gotten and people have given to us. We've got an obligation to invest that back down in the next generation. So I think that's an important assignment for us.
And, you know, I know just the other day I was talking to a young person, and, you know, he was having difficulties because, you know, he is trying to get in touch on a deeper level with, you know, just why he is here. And for me, and it sounds like definitely for you, you know, it's always a joy to get in a conversation with you know, the younger people about this and see where the conversation goes and the kinds of thoughts and comments and questions that come up. So, you know, when you're out there speaking the way that you have been and that you do, it sounds like that you are in front of many different age groups, right?
Yes, I'm comfortable in speaking to students in high school or junior high school, college. I love speaking on college campuses. Enjoy that immensely, and then the corporate world as well. Church services. I'm comfortable in that setting. I guess I've got a multitude of different audiences where I fit in. I don't fit in with all of them, but to a large number of audiences, I can craft a message that would relate to that group. So, and that's a great challenge, Marchie. And I enjoy challenges, and I enjoy the competition. You know, am I good enough to get the job done here with this group? And so I take each assignment as it comes to give my personal best to it, and that certainly keeps you on your toes.
So, Pat, out of all these beautiful children, do any of them appreciate and enjoy and step into any of the kinds of things that you're involved in?
Well, they grew up in a sports home, Marcia, so they're all Orlando Magic fans and all have an interest. The only one who's full-time into my world is my son, Bobby, who he's in his 13th year in professional baseball. Right now, he's a pro scout for the L.A. Angels. Prior to that, he spent 7 years in the Washington Nationals system, and prior to that, 5 years with the Cincinnati Reds. So Bobby, who just turned 35, has packed in an awful lot in his baseball life and loves baseball and is very fortunate to be living out what we're talking about here. You know, he gets paid every 2 weeks for a bat in a ball game, you know, and we call him Teddy Ball Game, you know, and he's living out all of his childhood fantasies as a baseball scout.
That's awesome. And so these grandchildren that you presently have and the ones that are on their way, what would the message be from you to them?
Well, I would say seek first the kingdom of God. You know, we challenge our kids, and we certainly have steered them in that direction, you know, growing up with a strong faith in God. Get the best education you can. That foundation is so important, and I'm doing everything I can to get them a good, solid education. Pursue what you love to do. You know, that's awfully important. Make sure you marry the right person. You know, that's with the oldest one just 7. You know, that isn't quite in the bottle here yet. But at some point, you know, make sure you make a good solid decision in who you want your life partner. And, you know, those are some, I think, some really important lessons. Be good to your parents. Be good to your parents. Have a strong relationship with your parents, which isn't automatic. You know, there's no guarantee of that. But if children really have a warm, engaging experience with their parents, it means so much in life. It really does.
Absolutely, absolutely. I would have to agree on that, even though I can't say that my numbers are up to 19 like yours, but I would totally agree as a parent and actually a grandparent to two 4-year-old and a 17-year-old. So
good, wonderful.
Yeah. Well, Pat, you know, again, like I said in the beginning of our interview today, that when Tom, my business partner, and I started to chat about the possibility of connecting with you and having you on, you know, there was something that definitely went on with us and said, you know, yes, this would be a great person to have on and share, especially reading and learning about, you know, all the things that you've been offering in the world. So on that note, we would like to say thank you for considering the time with us and actually going ahead with it. And we look forward. I think there are some other possibilities coming up. I know that we're, as you may or may not have heard, but we've been producing the International Natural Health and Foods Expo for 16 years. And so our 16th year is going to actually be April of 2013 at the Orlando Convention Center.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, that's great. Welcome to Central Florida. That sounds great.
Well, we look forward to you know, some other possibilities around that with you. So we'll, I'm sure, in the near future kind of be chatting with you about that. So thank you so much. And you have a beautiful rest of the weekend that's starting and continuing here. And like I said, I'm sure we'll be talking to you again in the near future.
Marcia, thanks a million. And again, people can always visit my website. It's patwilliamsmotivate.com. And my latest book is out. It's called Leadership Excellence, and I hope your listeners enjoy it.
Absolutely, and we have that in your info on the site with the radio show information. So I'm sure that they will, and if any of you listeners have any questions, like Pat said, just go ahead and go in onto the site, and they can communicate through that site, correct, Pat?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, wonderful.
So thanks a million. Real good to talk to you, Marcia. Okay. All the best to you.
No, thanks. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Okay, listeners, again, that was Pat Williams, the Senior Vice President of the NBA's Orlando Magic. And as one of America's top motivational, inspirational, humorous speakers, he has addressed thousands of executives in all kinds of organizations, ranging from some of what you heard earlier, the Fortune 500 companies and national associations, to universities and nonprofits, et cetera. So thank you again, Pat. And I would like to also again thank Karma McCleskey and John Sini, who shared some wonderful information about Nature's Pearl and the muscadine or muscadine. I always have to do that because when I talk to people, I hear it said both ways, and so I just find myself rolling from one pronunciation of the word to another. As Karma and John shared about Nature's Pearl, they mentioned that you are able to request a free bottle, which I think is very exciting. So just follow through on the contact information that they gave to you, and if you have any questions about anything that you heard on the show today, you can, of course, contact directly Pat Williams, the motivational speaker, and also John Sini and Karma McCleskey at the number and email that they gave to you. Otherwise, you can call 216-533-2273. That's the Healthy Referral, Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. And like I said in the beginning of the show, this Mind, Your Body, and Radio, Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show is produced and brought to you by the Healthy Referral Newspaper, which is the national, international full-size newspaper that we publish filled to the brim with preventive, natural health, personal growth, positive news kind of information. If you're interested in advertising in the Healthy Referral, we would love to have you join us. And if you'd like to be interviewed on Mind Your Radio Show, we can tell you how to also do that. Our web address is healthyreferral.com. That's healthyreferral.com. The number is 216-533-2273. Lots of blessings, and we'll see you here next Friday, same time, same place. And we love you all. Talk to you soon.